Why everyone should use Asana, top health benefits you shouldn't ignore. I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talkman Docs podcast. You might know Talkman Docs from their popular YouTube channel. Saunas aren't just for relaxation. Here's why they're great for your health.
Sauna bathing, heat exposure. Is it really good for your health, or is it just a way to sit around and get all sweaty and say, hey, I did that instead of working out? Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Winning.
And I'm Dr. Paul Salazar. So this is just getting in a room, turning up the heat, and sitting there for 20 minutes?
Well, yes, so we could talk about the temperature or the duration, but yes, that the purported benefits of heat exposure are that they're good for your health. It's not just being uncomfortable, but that it actually has measurable benefits for your health, and we're going to talk about that today.
I don't like the sauna.
You don't like the sauna? How come?
As the old saying goes, nope.
That's not what I'll say. Why don't you just, you don't like, not, you're just uncomfortable.
I don't like the feel. Yeah.
Right. Well, what about when you like go on vacation and you're like, oh, it's too hot?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I was interested
to research this topic.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about what you found. But what I'd say, I do like the sauna. Mm-hmm. We're lucky enough, the house that we had bought like 10 years ago had a sauna in the cabana kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I sauna regularly now. And even more, the more that I researched it, the more I do it now, because it's, you kind of can't unhear or unknow the truths of the benefits, because I think they're very real and measurable.
Right. Let's see if I'm going to install a sauna.
Okay, so we're going to talk about like the top five kind of generalized benefits, and stick around to the end with the real shocking take-home message of the benefits of sauna. You probably won't believe it. Okay, so start at the beginning. Number one is improved circulation.
Right.
So as you can imagine,
It's
hot. Mm-hmm. Your body's like, okay, we got to dissipate some of this heat. So It increases your heart rate, increases the blood flow to your heart. And this helps relax you, helps reduce your joint pain.
Vasodilation, that's the big thing. That's a mechanism of how we actually cool our bodies, is our blood vessels get a little bit bigger, so we get more blood to the surface in an attempt to cool us. A dog will pant because they can't do that, but we will vasodilate and sweat.
Yes, often I guess we'll mouth breathe, but we probably don't quite pant.
Yeah, we sweat, we put liquid on the surface of our skin, so when it evaporates, the energy to evaporate the liquid comes from your skin, cooling it down.
Yeah, so the first one's improved circulation. The second one is muscle relaxation.
Right.
And we've all felt this, whether you're in anywhere that's warm, like rather than being in the cold Canadian tundra winter, when it's warm, you feel looser, you feel more relaxed. That's a very, very measurable sensation.
And it could be the drink with the umbrella in it that's doing it, the beach beside you.
Could be.
But in any case, the heat does. And hand in hand with that is stress reduction.
Yes.
It is said that you feel stress reduction in the sauna.
Right, and commonly, not only because of the act of sitting there and relaxing, often socializing, but can be in isolation as well, but this releases endorphins, similar to those chemicals that runners get when you get their runner's high, which a lot of people are like, what? I just feel awful when I run. Mm-hmm. But it releases endorphins that make you feel good and help you to relax.
And then hand in hand with the muscle relaxation, stress reduction is the better sleep.
Is the better sleep.
Because you don't want to go to bed all wound up, because it'd be hard to fall asleep. So,
and actually there are good studies that show that the later in the day that you do the sauna, the better your sleep is. Obviously, if you have your sauna in the morning, the benefits of that relaxation and the endorphin release is probably not beneficial for your sleep, because it's like 12 or 18 hours later. So if you do have trouble sleeping, or this is your main purpose for using a sauna, that you do it later in the day.
Yeah, good luck at that board meeting at 9 a.m. if you just came out of the sauna.
That's right. They're like, Paul.
But wake up.
Back with us. And the last one is cardiovascular health. So this increases your heart rate, it lowers your blood pressure. This is good for your heart. So some studies have actually said that it simulates exercise.
Simulates exercise, but it won't build endurance or muscle mass or anything like that.
100%.
For those of you that are thinking of exercising, don't think, oh, forget it, I'll just do the sauna and that'll be the same benefit as exercise. Nay, Bob.
Right.
You actually have to exercise.
Right, and most people say this is an augment to your health. Because the number of calories that you actually burn in a sauna is probably around like 20 or 30, so it's actually quite low. But it does put physiologic stress on your heart that is similar to moderate intensity exercise. So
it does get your heart going.
It does get your heart going, which is very good for you. But like Paul said, it will not improve your endurance and will not improve your muscle strength. This is a critical part of exercise for your health.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can we talk a little bit about some of the kind of physiological mechanisms or cells that are actually released or increased by heat exposure?
Sure. Well, we talked about vasodilation.
Yes.
That happens,
okay.
Right? It's key, and the act of increasing your heart rate and the vasodilation, that keeps your blood vessels sort of not so rigid and hard, gives them that elasticity that they need.
Okay. And so what is it that causes vasodilation in us?
Well, there's a lot of hormonal markers.
Sure, like nitric oxide.
For example, nitric oxide is one of the chemicals that your body uses. They use a lot of other histamines and things like that.
Yeah.
Vasodilate, other inflammatory markers.
So make sure your vessel's less tight. This is good for your heart. The other one is something very unique called heat shock proteins. And this gets released out of our
heat shock, fun to say.
Yeah, they say that they start to be increased in release or production after your core temperature is raised by approximately 1 degree. Mm-hmm. And typically if you did a sauna at say 90 degrees Celsius for 20 minutes, you're gonna raise your core temperature between 1 and 2 degrees depending on a whole host of factors. Mm-hmm. But these heat shock proteins are designed to repair cellular damage and reduce the stress, the cellular stress that is put on your body by heat.
Heat shock protein. So yeah, usually your body has adapted to react to different stimuli.
Yes.
And one of the stimuli of excessive heat would be a heat shock protein. On that, can we just talk about the temperature that you're
Yeah.
It's kind of alarming at the temperature.
It is. So most of the studies are observational. There are not a lot of good randomized controlled trials that look at sauna, but a lot of long observational studies with large numbers of patients. Typically, Finland is the key kind of to pretty much everything we know about saunas. Finland is a country that has 5.5 million people, and about 90% of people in Finland regularly sauna. That's 5 million people in the sauna, like on a regular basis.
Not at the same time.
No, and some of these people are sauning every day. So what the Finns usually do is somewhere in the range of 20 to 30 minutes. This is obviously, should be cleared with your doctor if you do have medical conditions, and relates to tolerance and your fitness. So 20 to 30 minutes, typically in the 70 to 100 degree range.
Yeah.
So the sweet spot, a lot of saunas actually have upper limits where you can only set them to 90 degrees Celsius.
Because water boils at 100 degrees and we are, a large proportion of our body is water.
Right, and then the question is, what's the ideal number of times to be in the sauna? So there are studies that show that even once a week has benefit, but the benefits do increase. Even they've done studies where they compare people that sauna once a week to groups that sauna 4 to 7 times a week, so daily sauna. Certainly the people that sauna 4 to 7 times have measurable benefits compared to the one time a week, but one time a week still could be beneficial.
All right, and is there, do you think it might be just the people that sauna generally do it after a period of exercise, and it's really the exercise we're seeing?
So most of the observational studies have controlled for variables like that, like other healthy choices. You're saying, oh, this guy saunas and he does this and he eats healthy and he drinks a lot of water. So they've controlled for that part. So sauna has been assessed and identified as an independent factor that improves your general health.
All right, and then the big one.
Yes.
The big benefit that we sort of told everybody at the beginning of this video.
Yes.
The reduction in all-cause mortality. That's been shown in some studies, and these aren't rigorous randomized controlled trials, more like observational studies.
Yeah.
But there is some evidence in the literature that regular saunas can reduce your chance of dying.
And these are studies where they follow
people. If you don't die in the sauna because it's so hot.
And we're not talking about 2%. There's a Finnish study that followed people for between 15 and 20 years, like thousands of patients, showed a reduction in all-cause mortality of 40%, 40%, which is shocking, heat shocking, really.
There's your heat shock protein.
And cardiovascular death reduction by 50%. So this is very real. So someone's like, you know what, I'm going to skip the sauna today. I think it's something that you should probably reconsider. What they say, though, is you should start slowly. So allow your body to adapt, because obviously it is a big stress to your body, particularly if you have heart issues.
Check with your healthcare provider if you're safe to go in a sauna.
Yeah, and when you get in there, as the heat rises, your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes down, you start to sweat. They talk about detoxification or an exuding of toxins from your body from the large amount of sweating. Some people say, well, what's the difference between hot or dry sauna and a wet sauna? Mm-hmm. I think they both have benefits. If you really teased it out, I would say the literature probably favors a dry sauna slightly more because you have to sweat more rather than being, but a wet sauna feels hotter because you can't get rid of that extra water.
You're not using that evaporation science in your body to cool down.
Exactly. So the bottom line for us is, I think sauna's good and way better than I thought it was.
Yeah. Am I going to install a sauna in the home? No. But good to know.
Having said that, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
And access to sauna obviously is difficult for everybody, but there are a lot of gyms and community centers that now do have saunas.
Yes, the gym I go to does have a sauna, but I have yet to use it.
And I'd say beware now, because after this video, people are going to be running to the sauna.
I don't know about that.
No? Leave a comment. If you have an experience with sauna, if you think it's bunk, whatever your thoughts are on sauna, leave a comment. If you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
See you in the sauna.